Today's daf is Erevin daf Peivav, and we're going to talk about the sugya of the special status of the Isurei Derabanan of Shabbos. The Isurei Derabanan of Shabbos. Where does this come up? This comes up here on Peivav Mabez, where the Gemara is discussing the halacha of a mechitza teluya. Right, they have water in between two chatzeros, and one is not allowed to take water because the water, the ditch with the water in it, belongs to both chatzeros. They both have a tfisas yad, so to speak, there. So what do? Is you have to put a mechitza. Do you put it above the water? Do you put it under the rim of the pit above the water? Do you put it in the water? Beshamai, Beshila, all the different lashonos. And the Gemara, the Mishnah ends off on Amar Aleph, Amar Yehuda, lotei mechitza gedola minakol zosher b'neim. Mechitza shouldn't be any better than if you have a wall, Rabbi Yehuda says. So what does that mean? Right, Rashi says, Shemafsekas benachatzeros, umafsekas al pnei abar, v'alchavishinachnes l'toch ogno. Right, a wall just across on top should be enough, says Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda must be following the shita of Rabbi Yossi. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Rabbi Yehuda must be following the shita of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that a mechitza tluya is materes even on dry land. We said before the shita that a mechitza tluya, a hanging wall, matters only over water. But Rabbi Yossi says even over dry land. Why? Because he says regarding sukkah that if you have a 10 tefach high, meaning vertical wall, then that's good enough even if there's plenty of space underneath, right? It does not just they have to be from the bottom. No, from the top. Mishal shel dfanos. Milamata lamata. It's okay according to Rabbi Yossi. Just like milamata lamala, just like you could have 10 tefach from the floor and have a lot of space between the top of the wall and the schach. You say that the wall extends up, so too the wall can extend down. So just like Rabbi Yossi says in Hilchos Sukkah, that the wall can extend down. So isn't that exactly Rabbi Yehuda's shita here, that as long as you have a wall across the top of the water, so then the skiluid went down. And the Gemara says, Velohi, maybe not, maybe Rabbi Yehuda and Yossi should not be seen together. Each one might argue on the other one. Rabbi Yehuda might hold like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Savalak Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, each one could be exclusive. Rabbi Yehuda might not like Rabbi Yossi. When does Rabbi Yehuda say his shita only over here by Eruv HaChatzeros, which is Derabanan? But by Sukkah D'Oraisa, maybe he would not allow it. He would not agree to the Rabbi Yossi's Kula. And maybe Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Rabbi Yossi only said it over there by Sukkah. Why? To Isser Asehu. It's an Isser Aseh. But here by Shabbos, which is an Isser Skila, Lo Amar, maybe he never said it by Shabbos, which is more Chomer, which is an Isser Skila. Fine. Rashi notes, what do you mean an Isser Skila? We're talking about putting a wall over the water. There's no Isser Skila on it. The Raisa level is all which is a Yachid. What kind of Isser Skila? So Rashi says, Avagad Rishu Yos Derabanan Leka Skila, called a Tikkun Rabanan, Kein Daraisa Tikkun. No, even though in this specific application, it is Derabanan, but the Derabanan are patterned after the Daraisa, and just like the Dinan Daraisa, we would say, might be more Chomer, so to the Dinan Derabanan, patterned after the Dinan Daraisa, might be more Chomer. Good, so from there, we're going to get into, maybe there's a deeper idea, a deeper understanding of what this line might mean. Calling the Isurei Derabanan, even of Shabbos, Isur Skila. So Rashi says, it just means called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein Daraisa Tikkun. Maybe there's something deeper here. So let's review. We know there is an Isur Malacha on Shabbos, Lo Sasa called Malacha, 39 categories of Malacha. How do we know what a Malacha is? So this is Zohar and Parshas Pinchas that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the 39 Malachas, and that's why we're Shoves, which fits in perfectly. Vayachulu, Hashem rested on Shabbos. So it's who we rest on Shabbos from those Malachos that Hashem created the world with. Number one. Number two, Tosfos and Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin says, no, Lama'an Tizkar, Es Yom Tzeislam Eretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yomei Chayecha. That's the Dibur HaMaskel in Tosfos. Says, Tosfos, L'kach Kavu Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim, V'Shamati Meharam, Sheyesh B'Medrash, L'Fisha B'Mitzrayim, Avdu Behem Yisrael B'Farech. Bnei Yisrael were subjugated and worked hard by Mitzrayim, B'Farech with hard labor. And Perech in Atbash is Vagal, Vav Gimel Amid, which is Gematria, 39. Meaning, they worked us. In Mitzrayim, they worked us with the 39 hard elements of labor. They made us do all these malachas. So when Hashem redeemed us, when we were redeemed from Mitzrayim, Hashem commanded us to rest from those lamatas malachas to remember that Hashem redeemed us. Right? That's one of the ways to explain how Shabbos is Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? Yantif is Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Fine. That's Yetzias Mitzrayim, an old part of the process. But how is Shabbos? So Tosfos is saying one of the ways of understanding that it is Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. But that's number two. You learn it out from Malachas Mitzrayim. But the most common reason and the source that we assume is the Mishkan. Rashi quotes this in a couple of times on the Torah, and the Gemara mentions it. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Mem Tesma Beis discusses, how do you know Arbam Malachas, Arbam Chasar Achas Keneged Mi? How do you know the 39 Malachas? So says Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama, Keneged Avodos HaMishkan. Keneged the Avodos HaMishkan. Says the Braisa, Heim Zaru, Ein Chayavin Ela Amalacha Shekayotzi Bahaisim HaMishkan. Heim Zaru Vatem Lo Tizru. They planted, so you can't plant. Heim Katsu Vatem Lo Tixru. They harvested, so you can't harvest. Heim Halu Asakrashim Mikarka Lagala. They put the boards from the ground, Rishus HaRabim, La'agala, Rishus HaYachid, Vatem Lo Tachnisu, Mirishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, Fema Ridu HaSakrashim, La'agala, Karka, the opposite, Vatem Lo Totsiyu, Mirishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, right, so all of those malachas. You see, it's the Avodos HaMishkan, that is the source for malacha on Shabbos. There is a machlokas Rishonim, Rov Rishonim assume. Rashi says this in a few places, including there, on Memtes Mabeis. This has to do, what's the source of malacha? Binyan HaMishkan. The malachas that they used to build the Mishkan, right? That's what Rashi says there. In what does it mean? Zaru katsru samanim litzvoa tcheles va'oros elim v'tachnu v'lashu nami simanim litzvoa, to make the curtains, right? To build the Mishkan, not the daily activities in the Mishkan. Rashi also says that on that Sadi base. This is against Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon says that no, it has to do with the Avodos HaMishkan, the daily Avoda that was done in the Mishkan. That is a machlokas Rishonim that is discussed. Again, most Mefarshim hold like Rashi, and Rav Haigon says otherwise. The first Psicha in the Egle Tal discusses this machlokas between Rav Haigon and the other Rishonim. But that is all Malacha de Oraisa. But now we get to Malacha de Rabbanan. There is a Mechilta. The Mechilta in Parshas Mishpatim, which seems to say something very extraordinary. Right, says the Mechilta. The Ramban quotes this Mechilta in Vayikra Chav Gimel Chav Dalid. Says the Mechilta. Ube Mechilta Reisi beParshas Achodesh. Oh, it's the Mechilta for Parshas Bo, not Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Bo says the Mechilta. Ushmartav Seyamazeh. Laman Emar, guard this day. Valukfar Nemar Kol Malachal Lo Yasabahem. What do you mean, guard this day? He already says, don't do any malacha. Ainli el dvarim shei mishem malacha. I only know that things are included mishem malacha. Dvarim shei mishem shvus minayin. Items that are only aser mishem shvus. What does shvus mean? So we usually assume that means the isurei drabanan of Shabbos. How do you know they're also aser? Tamalomar ushmartem asayam hazeh. Lahavi dvarim shei mishem shvus. To include those items, yochal af cholo shal moed yaser mishem shvus. You might think even chala moed would be aser. Vadin no sein. And it would be appropriate, it would make sense. Hadin Nosein, and the Western Mechilta, Ho'al V'yom Rishon V'yom Achron, Kruyin Mikra Kodesh, V'chol Shamoid Kari Mikra Kodesh, V'yantav Rishon V'achron, Harehin Asur Mishom Shvos, V'chol Shamoid, Shu Kari Mikra Kodesh, Yenodichi Asur Mishom Shvos, Tamalomar, V'yom Rishon Shabbason, right, only the first day. So, you know, there is no Shvos on Cholomoid. What does it sound like from this Mechilta? Sounds like that the Rabbanans are included in the Pasuk. What does that mean? The Rabbanans are the Rabbanans, right? Shvuse Shabbos are the Rabbanan. So what does it mean that it's included in the Pasuk? Says the Ritva, and then we'll get back to that Ramban. Says the Ritva in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin, discusses Knivas Yerek. When Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, preparing some food on Shabbos, in order to eat till after Shabbos, the Gemara talks about Minayin L'yom Yom HaKippurim Shekhalias B'Shabbos. Aser B'Knivas Yerek. Rav Huna says that if Yom Kippur falls on a Shabbos, you're not allowed to Knivas Yerek, some type of preparation of the vegetables. Right? Knivas Yerek. Rashi, V'lomi boy B'Shabbos D'Alma D'Aser Mishum Shvus D'Katarach Mishabbos L'Chol. Not only on every Shabbos of the year do we say that it is Aser because it's extra Tircha, you're being Katarach Mishabbos L'Chol, El Afilu Ha'idna. The Yeshkan Inui, even on Yom Kippur, where there is Inui, the Bashar Yom Kippur and Bashar Shavuos Aser Zemutter, right? It's Inui to be able to prepare this food on Yom Kippur, because maybe it makes your mouth watery and it makes it harder to fast. But either way, that's the Knivas Yerek, so it's Aser to be done on Shabbos. Ask the Ritva there, Shabbos Kufyud Dalet Mabez, what do you mean it is Aser? What's the Malacha? And you need a Pasuk to tell me that it's not going to be Aser? So what does that mean? Ask the Rita, the Kashali, to Knibas Yarek Eino Malacha Vada, Yelo Shvus Durabanan. It's a Durabanan. So what do you mean that? What's the pasuk coming to tell me? Malacha hi, Heichi Mishar Biyama Kippur, Mishamar Abbas Nefesh, Viyam Kain, Heichi Amrina, to Chiksiv Shabbos, on Asal Mimer, Knibas Yarek, Shushvus Durabanan. So what is it? Vachi Timimi Durabanan, Aslachta Ba'alma, doesn't sound that way. Heichi Naka Talmuda, Hai Lishna, Lamai. Lamai sounds like a real Drasha Gemura. So Viyay Shalomar, he says, look what I wrote in Rosh Hashanah. So here's the Yesod. He says it here. He refers to what he writes in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis, and it's all based on that Ramban that we started off with. Tiyaf al gav, the dvarim shemishim shvus, pratein midrabanan, even though the items that are the activities that are also drabanan on Shabbos are really technically drabanan, mikol makom yeshvus klali minatorah. But there's an idea, a general idea that is midaraisa, sheim lo kain, because if you don't keep the shvusim, Ein lanu menucha b'Shabbos min haTorah. You won't have any rest on Shabbos, any serenity. To kol mekach u'memkar mutar. Elavadai shvus kloli daraisa u'masro hakasev l'chachamim u'pratein midrabanan. There's a concept of Shabbason. The chachamim try to figure out how to fulfill that din of Shabbason, even though the idea is de'o, the idea is daraisa. And the Ritva says, look what I wrote in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis. What did he write in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis? There he calls this idea from the Ramban, it goes back to the Ramban, he calls this a margalit, he calls this a jewel of the Ramban. Zer margalit shebi adenu mirabenu haRamban, says the Ritva, and then we'll go back to the source. Ubram sarachat lameda, the kol maidam rina, b'kol duch l'shvus d'rabanan, lav lameim rashen lanu shvus min haTorah klal, is not to say that there's no hint to the idea of shvusim min haTorah. Maybe other dinin d'rabanan are pure d'rabanan. But when it comes to the Durabanans of Shabbos, there's an element that is Daraisa, says the Ritva, in the name of the Ramban. De'im Kain, because if you don't say this, Nimsi is Shabbos Kechom and HaTorah. If you just keep the Dinim Daraisa, then basically Shabbos could be a weekday. Deshachanuyas Psuchos, Ve'otzros Tfuah Vayayin, U'metalten Chafatzim Mibayis Labayis Dera Karmelis, you'll be able to carry things in a Durabanan Rishus, U'modedin V'shoklin, U'modedin, and you can measure and weigh and count Ve'in of a Din. Sha'asra HaTorah Hotzah Kegrogoris, Hitira Ha'amel HaGadol Azeh. Yeah, you're not allowed to carry out a tiny little dried fig, but you're allowed to do all of this amelus, this tircha, shim kain, ein ze yom menucha. This isn't a yom menucha, ela kachi karen shel dvarim. Ki bechlal mitzvahs asei shvos shel Torah, lish shvos bi malachos. Yesh lish shvos bi kol shvos, derek klal shel olaso shvos kechol, Shabbos kechol. Ava kechol prat v'prat, ki avid lei vizor b'idach, teloi v'shabbos kechol, v'shvos drabanan. You're fulfilling a din drabanan. But overall, it becomes daraisa. Nimsa sheish lishvos ikram and haTorah leficha chemidu b'chachamim devrei memkomos harbe litchos mitzvah shel Torah. V'zu margalit shebiyadenu meirabenu haRamban mipi morenu. That's the Ritva. The two places of the Ritva: the Ritva in Shabbos Kuf Yudal, the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis, and it boils down really to the Ramban. The Ramban is the source of this beautiful idea. Says the Ramban. Back in the Ramban, we started with Chav Gimel Chav Dalet in Emor. Aval, he asked the question. What does this mean that the Medrash seems to be alluding to the Rabbanans in the Pasuk of Shabbason? Avalon is baraliza. She'im tomar shehi asmachta matam shiomer b'lashon hazeh. Kishvos b'lashonam ne'amar la'olam al shel devrayim. Ve'echi tochin lomar. How could you say devarim she'en asur mishum shvos shel devrayim minayin shehu asur min hakasuv? Right, if it's the Rabbanan, you wouldn't use the lashon minayin. How do you know from the Pasuk? V'derech asmachtos l'shanos she'em in haTorah lo she'yomru davar zeh shu midivrei sofer minayin in haTorah. You could extend it to a Durabana, but you wouldn't say it this way. So Venira Li says the Ramban. Shamedrish Hazeh Balomar. Says the Medrish. This is what the Medrish is trying to tell me. Shinitztavinu min haTorah Lios Lanu Menucha B'yantif. It's talking about Yantif, but the same thing would apply to Shabbos. Afilu midvarim she'ena malacha. The Torah is commanding us to rest on Shabbos and Yantif, even from activities that are not technically malacha daraisa. Lo sheyitra kol hayom limdor atfuos v'lishkol aperos v'amatanos. You could weigh, you can measure. Ulamali chavios yayin to fill up your barrels with wine. Ulafanos akelim v'gam ha'avanim yibayis labayis v'makon l'makom v'maisa ir mukefas choma ujlosos nulas balayla. And if it would be a city that's totally rishus yachid and the walls and the doors would be locked at night, you omsim ala chamorin, they would pile on the donkeys, va'avyayin, va'navin, v'te'ina, v'kol masi, v'yabiyatif, v'yashuk malei lakol, mekach u'memkar, and the whole shuk would be full, via tachanus psucha vachenveni makif vashulchanim al shulchanam via zehuvim lefneim. Right, money is only also the rabbanan via paulim mashkim al malachton be regular day of work umaskir and atzlam kechol ledvarim elu chayase behen vehutru chayavim atovim elu veafilo shabbos atzma shebechol zeh mishum malacha. So what's going on? How do you prevent that? That's what the Torah says. Lekacham retarah shabbason she yom shviso menucha lo yom torach v'ze pirish tov v'yafe. And this is the pirish, and this is the pirish of that mechilta that we started off with, that included in the shvusim are also dinim d'rabbanan. Chassam Sofer uses this Ramban when he was asked by someone choshe mishpat simin kuf sadi hey. He was asked if somebody has a store open on Shabbos, is he considered a mechal Shabbos before hesya? There are many different halachas related to that. Yain nesach v'chulu. So he says yes, he is, and he quotes this Ramban, and he said, what do you see from the Ramban? That even if it's technically a drabbanan, and if you treat Shabbos like a regular weekday, so then it is daraisa. He says, "Mikol shekein im kosi bepinkaso mochig and vidazi yisurim daraisa kederach asochrim bechanusam chayev bechominik sav veroshim bechol lashon." And he says, "Ayosi mikol anal shaaser l'shum mish asher b'shem Yisrael yechuneh liftoach chanusa." Anybody who's Jewish, anybody who calls himself a Jew, is aser liftoach chanusa o lischar bimar kolto. To schlep from his agala, v'imlo shama v'yefshal lekufa yedei sari hamadina hariu mufresh umuv dal me'adas Yisrael leindo dat klal lupasa le'edus l'shvua l'chaldaver v'shchitaso asura v'chom achalav mashka b'cheskas iser. Doesn't matter, even if you violate only drabbans, still you have the halacha of a machal shabbos b'faresia because of this Ramban that is also daraisa. The Rambam also seems to say this. The Rambam in the beginning of Perach Chaf Aleph in Hilchos Shabbos, Chaf Aleph Aleph, the Rambam says, Ne'mar b'Torah tishbos, afilu midvarim she'enan malacha, chayav lishbos behen. He says it. It says tishbos in the Torah, even from activities that are not technically malacha, you have to be shobes from. V'hadvarim harbe hein she'asur chacham mishum shvus. And many things that chacham asur mishum shvus. So it sounds like that's explaining the first line. Sound like in the first line. So the Magen Mishnah has 2 days here. First, he says maybe this Rambam is exactly like the Ramban. Kavanas Rabbeinu, Shatara Asra Prati Amalachas, Hamavu Aros, Apia Derech, Vadain Hay Adam Yachol Yos, Amel Bidvarim Shein Amalachas, Kalayom, Lakacham Retora Tishbos, the King Kasav Ramban, Vifir Shatara Shalom. And then he says, oh, you might limit the Ramban not to all Yisurei Derabbanan, but just to the ones of Amel and Tircha. Even though the way the Ritva said it sounded like it was all Drabbanans. But that's his second day. Otiya Kavanas Rabbeinu, so the Magen Mishnah seems to say that there's a different approach. Either he's like the Ramban, or all Drabbanans. Otiya Kavanas Rabbeinu, sheish l'shvusim shal davarim smachman haTorah. Or he's saying that all Drabbanans of Shabbos have a smachman haTorah, mi tishbos, v'zed derech habraisos shebe mechilta, and that's what the mechilta sounds like, he says, what the Ramban quoted. So he thinks it's 2 days, whether it's just Dvarim Mishum Tircha V'Amel, or it is all Drabbanans, but that is the Magen Mishnah putting the Rambam together with the Ramban. So again, this is the idea of Drabbanans of Shabbos having a special status. If this is true, maybe we can understand a couple of Gemaras in a deeper way. Our Gemara, but first let's see it in the Gemara in Beitza. Beitza Yizayin Beis. The Gemara there is talking about Ha'arama. So the Gemara quotes, you're not allowed to be Marim, right? What about all these cases? The Gemara quotes various deyas where Ha'arama is mutter. So the Gemara quotes a couple of examples. Ma'aser Peirosav B'Shabbos, Matvil Kelav B'Shabbos, and then it quotes Mivashal B'Shabbos, the last one. B'Shogeg Yochal B'Mezer Lo Yochal. So you see, if only cooks on Shabbos, B'shogeg yochal, he could eat it on Shabbos. B'mezid lo yochal, you need not worried about B'mezid lo yochal. You can't eat it B'mezid, right? Because of Maisa Shabbos. Answers the Gemara: Isura de Shabbos shiny. The Isra of Shabbos is different. We're talking about Yontif issues. Shabbos is different. Rashi: Bishol b'Shabbos me'avos malachosu ve'isra skilahu lefichach kansua rabbana lemezid. Right, that's why the Rabbana would be koneis by mezid, because if it would be on Shabbos, it's a daraisa, and therefore, in this case, if you did it, it would be aser. Aval avar, aval avar biyantif l'Shabbos isura de Rabbanu udavad. But if you're cooking, remember the Shabbos is isura de Rabbanan. So isura de Shabbos shiny. So the Rishash here, though, has a beautiful way of reading the Gemara. He says, once the Gemara says this last line, again, you have to go through the Gemara to appreciate it even more. This last answer of isura de Shabbos shiny might answer even the previous answers. right? Even though the Gemara gave other answers, but the Gemara about b'tovelin your kelim on Shabbos, maser peirosav on Shabbos, says the Rishash, maybe it's saying that even the Yisurei Derabanan of Shabbos are different than other Yisurei Derabanan. And he bases it on a Gemara in a couple of blot from now, on the top of Shchaf Aleph Amad Aleph in Beitza. Shiny Shvus Shabbos, Mishuas Yantif. There's a difference, right? And maybe even within Shabbos and Yantif. The Ramban's idea is Shabbos and Yantif. But he's saying maybe even Shabbos has a special status different than Yantif. And this is what the Aruch HaShulchan also notes, that the Shavusim of Shabbos are different, have a special status. So at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this idea relating to Resh Mem Gimel. He quotes this Ritva in the name of the Ramban. But maybe if all this is true, if that's how the Rishash reads the Gemara in Beis Yud Zayin, maybe that's also how we can read our Gemara here. When the Gemara is Mechalik, between Don't Compare Sukkah and Erev Chatera, Sukkah is a Isarase. Shabbos is an Isra Skila. What do you mean we're not talking about an Isra Skila? So Rashi says, well, no, maybe the point is that the Rabbanans of Shabbos are also Skila. The details are Durabana, but it's in the category. Right? Similar to what the Rambam says in Hilchos Avel, the details of Avdei Rechel Kamocha are Durabanan, but it's in the rubric, the larger rubric of the Daraisa of Avdei Rechel Kamocha. So too here. Again, there are differences la halacha between Yisurei Durabanan of Shabbos and Yisurei Durabanan of Shabbos and Daraisa of Shabbos, obviously. Psik Resha, Shvus to Shvus, Malkam Choli, but in terms of Lundis, there's something special about the Yisurei Durabanan of Shabbos being included in the Din Daraisa of Shabbos. Stop here.